definitely human.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Attention, employees! This special episode of Mars Corp was made possible thanks to the continued support of our amazing fans on Patreon. If you want a piece of the action, check out patreon.com/definitelyhuman.
Attention, employees! The World Factory is finally reopening. That means y'all can focus all of your efforts on terraforming the planet. Exciting, right? Wrong.
Of course I'm disappointed. I was really looking forward to spending my day off with you, but TBH, I'm just so pleased with your progress at work that it cancels out my disappointment and leaves me feeling just plain old middle-of-the-road great as usual. Now, don't worry about me, Honey Badger. I'm sure I'll think of some way to pass the time. No, I do not think I'll be going to the party. I'm still a bit fragile from our Mars Pogs drinking game last night. Who won that, by the way? We both lost. Yeah, that checks out. Okay, I'll let you get back to work then. Yep, okay. I love you too. Okay. Okay, bye. Bye! Right, so there it is. The wife's at work, their kids are at school. Looks like you've got the whole day to yourself, Jim boy. I think I'll kick things off with a nice nap on this comfortable-looking bench.
Well, I hope it lives up to the hype.
Oh, it will. Believe me, Lawrence, the terraformers are party animals. Everyone knows that.
Sure, but you know what that new base manager is like. She's a total...
Oh, hey! You guys going to the World Factory reopening?
Yeah, but not with you.
We're true blues, sweetheart. We don't mix with other colours, all right?
Oh, right.
Especially not purple.
Sure, yeah. Makes sense. Who would want to go out and party with me anyway, right? Sigh.
Morning, Hayley. Everything okay?
Oh, hi, Jim. Yeah, everything's fine.
Great! No, hang on a minute. The way you said that didn't sound fine at all. It sounded sad.
Yeah, well, I just sigh. It's the World Factory reopening party today, and I really want to go, but I... Well, I don't want to go alone.
Didn't all your friends get a day off too?
Friends? Believe it or not, interning for Dave Price is not a great way to make friends.
Ah, I see. Right. Well, I guess I...
Yes?
I mean, if you'd like...
Hmm?
I could go to the World Factory with you.
Really? Awesome. I'll get my stuff. We've got to leave now, though, if we want to get there in time for the 10 a.m. mojitos. We are going to get so drunk. Woo!
Right. Jim, you silly man, what have you done?
We'll be right back.
Mars Corp Human Capital, Haley Barrett.
You've been here before, right?
Yes.
Was it cool?
I can't really remember it that well. I was very drunk.
Cool. Must have been a good party then.
Well, yes and no. Raj died.
Oh, that's not cool.
No. Do you really need all these bags? What are they for?
Always come prepared.
I see.
Thanks for carrying them, and thanks for coming with me.
I still find it very difficult to believe you don't have any friends, Haley. As far as I'm concerned, you're a perfectly ordinary and unremarkable employee.
Thanks.
You're welcome!
I guess I hang out with Chip sometimes, but she's always working these days. Besides, she doesn't drink. But you and me are going to do shots, right?
Yeah. Can't wait.
Welcome to the World Factory.
Gus, those are cocktail bars and strobe lights, and there are people dancing all around us. I've only ever heard stories about this place. It's awesome!
Yeah, it looks like things are finally back to normal at the World Factory.
What are all those green things?
Trees, flowers, you know, earth stuff.
Are they real?
No idea. So, what should we do first? Maybe order some ice water, find a place to sit down for breakfast?
There he is.
There who is? Wait a minute, Haley. Did you have an ulterior motive for coming here? Oh, no, please tell me it's not.
David!
Oh, hello!
Fancy bumping into you here.
Do you mind? Mr. Knight and I were in the middle of a fascinating conversation.
Oh.
Haley, this is Maximilian John, head of the culture department. Mr. John, this is Haley Barrett, an intern for...
Oh, let's not talk about work, please. This is a party! What were you chaps chatting about before I was so rudely interrupted?
Work.
Oh.
More specifically, the zoo maps I've been categorising. Should they be filed under cartography or wildlife?
Is there a boring category? Am I right?
David, do you know the information that is stored in those filing cabinets is only a fraction of the Earth culture we have inherited?
Really? That's amazing!
Yes, it is.
Great sarcasm, David!
Please, tell me more!
You want to know more? About Earth culture?
Yes.
Is this a trick? You're not a spy, are you?
Oh, no. Of course, I was always meant to be a scientist. My father made that quite clear. But there's a part of me that would have liked to work in the culture department. When I was a boy, I used to hide in there. Why, some of my happiest memories were spent lurking around those cabinets. When I close my eyes, I can still feel the dust settling on my skin.
Really? Me too. Well, as I was saying, all of Earth's cultural history is stored on a single USB stick. For the past four centuries, it has been recorded onto graph paper by amanuensis bots. It is the solemn, solitary duty of culture department scribes such as myself to watch over the process and change the ink cartridges.
Oh yeah, I love Earth stuff, like how weird and different it all is. David, have you noticed how Earthling women have, like, way more body fat? Not like us Martians. I bet an Earthling couldn't fit into a dress like this, eh?
Haley, might I have a word?
Nope. So, David, what are you doing here anyway? Are you finally interning for the terraforming department? Working on some crazy mutant plants or something, yeah?
Oh, no, nothing like that. I clean the bathrooms!
Oh.
You see, being the only employee in a department as large as mine is a difficult but dignified existence. For years, I thought myself unworthy, but now I realise...
Ah, Maximilian John, you've arrived. How do you like the World Factory?
It's mostly terrible.
Oh, don't be like that. Shall we head on up? The items you requested are in an office on level 2.
Items?
Yes, that's why I'm here. When the founders built this place, they envisioned a museum. A museum filled with premium quality Mars Corp merchandise. Of course, now it would be wasted on these plebs, so Kim has agreed that I should take it all back to the culture department, where it can be safely archived.
Ah, yes, I remember all those posters and toys. Ah, this all takes me back to the day of my release. People were so kind and accepting, ready to welcome me back to society with open arms!
Shut up, you freak.
Righto!
Why aren't you cleaning toilets?
You told me I was scaring the guests.
Ah, yes.
All right, I'm ready when you are. Let's get this over with. No time like the present. I'll just finish this drink and the other two I ordered.
Ooh, I see you don't have a drink, David. Let's change that, shall we?
Oh, no thank you.
Oh, David, you got to stop being so uptight. Come on, let's get you drunk and suggestible. I'm dying to know what's going on inside that head of yours.
Hayley!
Oh, what? What's wrong?
Did you want to come here to the World Factory just so you could have drinks with David?
What? No!
He's bad news, Hayley. Trust me, you shouldn't get involved with him.
I thought you liked David now.
Well, he's... Look, I don't think he's a murdering lunatic.
Oh, good.
But he's still, you know, creepy and weird. I've spent time with him, Hayley. We've been on loads of missions together, and yes, he's very useful, but also just terrible to be around for long stretches of time. Do you really want to let all that sadness into your life?
I already have sadness in my life. I'm troubled and crazy too.
Ah, now come on. We both know that's not really true, is it? You're actually a very ordinary, well-adjusted young lady, and you don't need to act out to impress anyone.
Ugh, whatever. I'll show you.
Hayley, what are you doing?
I'm gonna kiss him.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Okay, but don't, though. Hayley!
Hey, David, come here.
Ah, don't hurt me!
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Oh, shareholders, I'm sorry.
Look at my shirt now. You spilled your drink all over me.
Sorry! I'm so sorry!
David, are you all right?
Fine! Yes, fine! Sorry! My fault! All my fault! I'll just clean up this mess. Sorry about the shirt.
Shareholders, what did I do?
What did you do? You made a fool of yourself, you silly girl. Why don't you go away and stop embarrassing us with your purple nonsense? Hayley, wait! Come back! Hayley, what are you doing up here?
I just want to be alone. But I can't open any of these doors.
Oh, Hayley, what's got into you?
Nothing!
That behaviour downstairs was not Mars Corp approved.
You're not my dad.
No, I'm not. But I will be calling him right now. Let's see, you're a Barrett, right? The only Mr. Barrett I can think of is... Oh.
Yeah.
He...
Electrical fire.
Yes, and your mum?
Freak karaoke booth accident.
Yes. You're...
I'm alone.
Yes. No! No, you're not, Hayley. I promise you are not alone. Listen to me now. You will always have Mars Corp.
Yeah, Mars Corp. Great. Lucky me. I'm a purple status nobody, interning for a man who's gone from hero to zero since phase two. And I'm such a complete loser. I can't even get anyone to go to the party with me, so I have to beg the assistant manager.
I'm sensing you're a bit fed up, Hayley, but listen, I'm glad you asked me to go to the World Factory. I'm having a great time.
You're just saying that.
I did just say that. Because it's true. I wouldn't make stuff up, Hayley. I genuinely don't know how.
Yeah, I guess you don't.
Are you ready to come back to the party? We can do those shots.
Not yet. I just want to be alone for a bit.
Well, you can't just sit on the floor there. Let's see if there's a chair in one of these rooms.
They're all locked.
No door is an obstacle when you're Jim Lake. There we go. Oh. Look at all this old Mars Corp stuff. Flyers, posters, toys! You know, I think I've been here before.
Yeah?
Yeah! This is where the boss and I found one of Sarah Cole's recordings.
We both thought the messages were part of some elaborate prank, but it turned out Sarah and her crew had all been horribly killed. Ah, memories.
Anyway, you have a seat, Hayley.
Okay, cool. I just need a minute.
Alrighty! I'll be downstairs cutting some shapes on the dance floor when you're ready.
And so, 21st century Earthlings would wear the skin of animals and take on the attributes and abilities of those animals.
There's no way that's correct.
Now, for instance, wearing a hat made of badger fur, they would burrow deep into the loamy soil of Earth, hiding objects of value like food and pearls.
Hey, you!
Me?
Listen here, you! I've got something to say to you. The way you spoke to Haley back there, well, I have to say, that really wasn't on.
Okay.
Yeah. So, consider yourself... Yes! And there you have it. Sorry if I was a bit aggressive there, but your comments earlier really rubbed me up the wrong way.
Wow, is that the time?
Don't you walk away from me. I'm the assistant manager.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. I'm walking away from you.
No, come back. I'm telling you off.
Go away. I'm on a very important mission.
No, wait. Don't go in there. You're the last person Haley wants to see right now.
What are you going on about? This is where the terraform is stored, the World Factory's Mars Corp Museum. I need to get it all back to the culture department before those greedy Philistines and resources get their dirty hands on it. What the?
Uh-oh.
It's gone. It's all gone. Oh, shareholders, no. No!
What's going on here? Why is there screaming? Is this good screaming or bad screaming? I demand answers.
They've taken it. They've taken everything. But how? How could they?
Is everything all right?
You.
Me?
You did this. I knew I couldn't trust you. Nobody really cares about Earth culture. You were just telling me what I wanted to hear, you silver-tongued fiend.
What? Huh?
Don't try and talk your way out of this one, you charming bastard.
What?
I'll tear out your eyes.
Hey. As a rule, we don't tolerate violence at the World Factory.
Well, that's a relief.
But I can see you're upset, Maximilian, so I'll allow you one free hit.
Sorry, what?
Ah! I knew I shouldn't have trusted you. You just wait till the base manager hears about this. She'll have no choice but to lock you away again.
No!
It wasn't him. It was me? It was all my fault, Max. I accidentally ordered some cleaner bots to clear out the place? I didn't realise any of that stuff was valuable.
Well, for the record, I think it's obvious you're just covering for David. But because it's you, Jim, I won't inform the base manager. But don't even think of showing your face in the culture department again, David.
All right, that's fair.
Can I hit him again?
Well, you shouldn't, but... Ah, go on then.
Oh, really?
Me, we love me, there's a cupid tree.
Hello, Haley.
Ah, oh, Jim, hi. Sorry I didn't say goodbye, I just want to go home.
I see. And why do I have a feeling those bags aren't empty anymore? Haley?
Okay, you got me. I cleared out the office. This old Mars Corp junk has way too much market value to be hidden away in the culture department.
You tricked me. From the very beginning, you knew I was the only employee with a keycard who'd grant you access to that room.
Oh, come on. Don't be mad. I only manipulated you a little bit, and I did have a nice time.
I'm not mad, Haley. I'm just very disappointed.
Why is that worse somehow? Look, I'm sorry, but this is who I am, who I really am, okay? You were right about me, Jim. I'm not really troubled. I'm not crazy. I'm a fucking pro. I know what's required and I do it because I understand the bottom line. My number one priority is Dave. And yes, Dave the man is broken, but Dave the brand is strong. And we'll be even stronger once we have all this limited edition Mars Corp merchandise safe and secure in the vault.
Haley, Dave is just a con man, a hustler. You have the potential to be so much more than that.
Jim, I just want you to know, I did enjoy today and I'm glad we talked about feelings and stuff. It was good. It felt good. And even though we're going to have to agree to disagree on some key issues, I think I learned something today, and I feel like I've changed somehow.
Changed? Enough to convince you to give back the Earth culture stuff?
Hmm. No.
That was Mars Corp Human Capital, Haley Barrett. Written by David Knight and Maximilian John, and produced and edited by David Knight, David Price, and Tom Darling. Starring Amelie Edwards, Matthew Woodcock, Maximilian John, David Knight, Ailsa Darling, Graham Vick, James Naylor, and Lexi McDougall. For full credits and more information, visit MarsCorpPodcast.com. Mars Corp Human Capital is dedicated to all the beautiful Earthlings who support us on Patreon. If you want to help us make Mars Corp Season 2, head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman and make a pledge. You can also support Mars Corp by rating and reviewing it on iTunes. Today's password for Wi-Fi and oxygen access is 8, 1, 16, 16, 9, 14, 5, 19, 19. Mars Corp is a Definitely Human production.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.